senses while living in our spiritual master's home, simply by the grace of the spiritual master, a person could fulfill life's purpose and attain an eternal peace.
So
himself, how he is emphasizing their time, or explaining their time of Guru Sandipan and Vernon, which is in the present day city of Ujjain. So they studied together. The Kshatriyas would also go to Gurukul, get in the Vedic culture. Only the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas would go to Gurukul. The Kshatriyas only for a short time, the Brahmins for a long time. But they were together, they made close friendship. And this pastime of how they were out performing menial service for Sandipan and Vernon. And meanwhile, the storm came and they were caught in the storm. But they continued their service to their spiritual masters. They were very determined to please their guru. So this is an important lesson about pleasing the spiritual master. Simply by the grace of the spiritual master, one can fulfill life's purpose and attain eternal peace. Yeshu Prasad Bhagavan Prasad. Yeshu Prasad Nayadika Topa. We had many wonderful experiences whilst in the Gurukul. And Sandipan Vernon was very pleased upon them. And the spiritual master is pleased with them. What can attain that perfection? So the goal of life is to please the spiritual master, not to please oneself, or not even to directly please Krishna, but to please the spiritual master. Because that is more pleasing to Krishna than even if we try to please Krishna directly. The devotee of Krishna is most dear to Krishna. And Krishna, because he loves his devotee, he is more concerned. If a pure devotee of the Lord wants to bestow his mercy on someone, Krishna is obligated. If he himself may not be obligated to the person, but if the pure devotee of Prabhupada describes this in the Chaitanya in many places, but pastime comes to mind. When I was saying he was traveling with devotees from Mangala to Jagannath Puri, and she was saying he was a very kind, charitable person, very magnanimous. He accepted one dog in one party, accepted the dog as one of the party members. This dog became very dear to Shiva. Saying it was for the party. Wherever they went, they only take prasad. It was a real factor. So he was following the party, and of course, after some time, because of circumstances, the dog left. And the dog then was disappeared. You see, and the same was quite upset. And he couldn't find the dog anywhere. Then she went to the story, the party, the story. They saw the dog sitting in front of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was throwing coconut pulp, coconut pulp. The dog was relishing up the shot of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it said the next day, extreme misery. I wanted the deliverance of all living entities. Let me stay in this world and say, oh, not eternally. But let them all go back to God. Let me take all of their karma. Let them go back to God. It's the mood of the pure world. We're so pleased to see others advance in Krishna consciousness. Spiritual Master is so pleased to see his disciple advance in Krishna consciousness. He's so pleased to observe this. The Prabhupada writes in the past on Guru Maharaj, but also when he had delivered, he would not go without his mother, Suniti, who was his brother, Yashu Guru, who gave him the first indication of Krishna consciousness. But I can't go back to God without her. You have to take her too. And Prabhupada writes in the Purport, he says that I hold that amongst my disciples some of them will become so pure that they will go back to Godhead, and if they, and I pray that they will be very kind to me and take me back also. But by their mercy, by their purity, they will take me. There's never pure devotee thinks. He's always thinking of the welfare of others. Always praying for their deliverance. Praying for their deliverance. Vasudeva Dutta. When they are rooted on that level, which you can't say that's enough. Already that's achieved by your desire alone. I am obligated to fulfill the desire because you have something you love for me. What can I do? I have to do what you wish. And Prabhupada writes in the purport regarding Sri Ramana saying that he wishes that all the devotees of this movement would become pure devotees, become selfless, pure devotees of the Lord. So that by their wish or desire alone, of all the living entities in the universe may go back to God even without their knowledge. And if the desire appears, this is compassion. This is the real compassion, is the presence of a pure devotee and his wishes. If only they could all be delivered. This is the mood of the Kotha being. This is the mood of Krishna consciousness. Let them all be delivered. They're all Krishna's parts and parcels. Everyone is a devotee. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagaya Madhai, delivered Jagaya Madhai, and they were wondering how will it be Jagaya Madhai, and how do we know we are free of all the commandments of sin that we performed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just watch. And in front of everyone, suddenly Mahaprabhu's body turned jet black. He was going to that suddenly, he's jet black. I was astonished. The way the child became ecstatic. Said, my Lord, now you look just like Lord Krishna. Now you look like Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, this I am now absorbing all of your sinful reactions. Rest assured, you are now delivered. And I save all of these sinful reactions. They are put aside. The sinful reactions of the Jagaya Madhai, I am keeping them aside. And I will give them to those who criticize my devotees. I will give them these simple reactions. Anyone who criticizes my devotees. And then somebody asked, how do we know who is a devotee? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, every living entity in the universe is my devotee. So we should be very careful. In that regards, every living entity in the universe, Mahaprabhu said, is my devotee. Easy to be able to find fault with the person, maybe with the activity. We don't criticize the person. Every person is a devotee, a pure devotee. There's compassion on everybody, even the enemy, even the most fallen. How to deliver, how to deliver. This is the mood of the spiritual master. actions that would become dear to the spiritual master. If one becomes dear to the spiritual master, one becomes dear to Krishna, and one's success is guaranteed.
Our situation, Prabhupada, and the Samana, and coming to
people's association. Unfortunately, I remember the most important person, most dear to Krishna, and we had the chance to associate with him. In the sense that we're living in this room, we're living here in the temple, where all our bad desires will be fulfilled. We're living in the home of Sri Prabhupada and the spiritual master. And we're so fortunate. What can you fail to achieve? Everything, all purposes are served by the reservoir, by the small pond, ultimately served by a reservoir. So whatever pleasures or fulfillments we get from this material endeavor will be more than satisfied by serving pure devotees. Krishna will automatically provide what we lack and preserve. We have these states of Sri Gita. So we have nothing to worry about. Krishna will provide everything. Vedeshya, Geshya, Tapasya, Jaivataneshya, Vendra, Padam, Krishna. Those who are on this path of devotion service are not bereft of the results gained from any other path. In the end, we will attain all perfection just by bhakti, just by devotional service. There's a nice prayer quote by Prabhupada, not by Prabhupada, this is by the 10th canto of chapter 18. So these are the comments by Udayananda Maharaj and other devotees who put together their prayer quotes. Sudama Bhikkhu wisely understands his extraordinary good fortune of having lived with Sri Krishna at the residence of his spiritual master. Thus, whatever external difficulties they experience were actually an expression of the Lord's mercy to teach the importance of service to the spiritual master. This is the apparent difficulty, but it's great pleasure. Prabhupada wrote one letter. About the Sankirtan party in England, Prabhupada Vishwaswami was the head of the party. There was five or six of us on the party at the time. On that party, we had some Prabhupada Vishwaswami, Mahavishwaswami. Now, this remains now, we were all pretty much understanding. Bhakti returned to Nandana Swami, myself, and David Arapuru, who's now in New Zealand. Was the party, we had one other devotee there for some time to help coordinate with Vaiti Chaya. That was at the party. And Prabhupada wrote this letter to us. And he said, I know it's very, very difficult there. You were traveling in a vehicle, living in a vehicle, the winter freezing cold, no proper food, or no steer. Sometimes people are not so receptive. But for you, it's just like fun. It's just like fun. It's the Sankirtan, you attain all perfection. Oh, this service is greater than millions of years. The yogis, meditation, and austerity service before. The Sankirtan activity. This is the most pleasing thing. The service to the spiritual master. Prabhupada always emphasized this, the importance of service to the spiritual master, to his instruction. Not to the form, but to the instruction. And we have the instruction. This is the house that whole world can live in, everyone can take shelter. Prabhupada's instruction. No, they live in the building. No, they live under the shelter of the spiritual master by taking his instructions as their guideline. Everyone can be protected. Even though there's some external difficulty. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this. Prabhupada described this as being the inspiration for his preaching. The commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Members of Yavasiyama Kapati here in Kyoko. But it's instruction of the spiritual master. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the instruction of the spiritual master is my sadhana, only sadhana, my only sadhya, my only goal in life, sadhya, my only practice, sadhana, is to fulfill the instruction that was given me. I don't mind if I go to heaven or hell, and it doesn't matter if I suffer. All that matters to me is the instruction of my spiritual master. This kind of attitude endears one to Krishna, when it's guaranteed by Krishna himself that he would deliver such a devotee. We should have no fear. This is the mood here. Never mind the being taught by Sandipani Muni's ashram, by Siddhartha Bhikkhu and Krishna. They taught us examples in points of menial service. This actually attracts the Lord's attention, just like Pratapa Rudra Maharaj could not get Krishna Vajratana's darshan from me, only by menial service. Firstly, Daniel Mahu, his whole heart softened. And he was sweeping the floor as the king sweeps the floor in front of the church. Then the Lord's heart became softened. This is a great service for the spiritual master. We're so fortunate to have this opportunity. We reside in the presence of the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. And even if there are some external difficulties, Rupa Goswami describes it, my suffering brings you a pleasure, my Lord, and my suffering is my greatest happiness. This is love. We have to develop this transition process of developing love, not achieving something, but being a pleasure to Krishna. The Lord wants nothing in return, and just wants to see Krishna happy. And you know, if I'm willing to undergo austerity, Srila Prabhupada ventures the learned Brahmin's feelings as follows. Siddhama said, my dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Spiritual Master to everyone. And since I was fortunate enough to live with you in the house of our Guru, I think I have nothing more to do in the matter of prescribed Vedic duties. One has already attained all perfection. There's no need to make any second endeavor, having come to this opportunity to serve Krishna, to serve the superior body of Krishna, to serve Krishna. One has already attained the perfection of life. One has already achieved the goal of life. Just have to, you can say, purify our goal, develop, mature. Our love, our devotion has to be matured. The world might be situated. That would be the speed of the spiritual master. We just have to worship the instructions which you call that. And we will attain eternal peace and fulfill life's purpose. And every desire will be fulfilled. All the good artists read the one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the Vishnupurana, and all one's desires will be fulfilled. And Vinayana, and all one's material desires of Vinayana will be destroyed. And all one's real desires will be fulfilled. This will be good fortune. And by hearing these pastimes, Siddhanta Vipra, Krishna, Sanyanani Muni, I hear this wonderful pastime, so I see that we can develop the right attitude in devotional service and also become a menial servant.
Thank you. Catholic scribe's house. No, I can't hear you. I can't even hear myself still.
Times
back to the Takara. He describes how